You're listening to the News and Music program on Kansas City Radio and Television Station, and I welcome to our Innis News. Châu Đốc Cần Thơ Sóc Trăng Expressway Project, the first phase, was officially started this morning. This is an important project to clear traffic infrastructure bottlenecks, create synchronous and modern transport infrastructure, connect inter and inter-region, and promote agro-products, the strength of the region for sustainable development. Speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony, Chairman of Kansas City People's Committee Trương Viết Trường said that the Châu Đốc Cần Thơ Sóc Trăng Expressway Construction Investment Project was approved by the National Assembly in Resolution No. 60, dated June 16, 2022, with a total length of about 188.2 kilometers and a total investment of about 44.7 trillion Vietnam đồng, in which the component project No. 2 passes through Kansas City with a length of more than 37 kilometers and a total investment of 9.7 trillion Vietnam đồng. Defining the project as an important political task, Kansas City has directed departments and relevant localities to regularly pay attention and support the implementation of the project. Yesterday afternoon, Secretary of Kansas City Party Committee Nguyễn Văn Hiếu led a mission group to survey the Western Ring Road section that connects National Highway 91 and National Highway 61C. The Western Ring Road runs through a mob of the street at a length of 8 kilometers. 495 households are stricken by the road, of which 130 need resettlement. Measurement, tally, and legal examination of 315 cases have been finished. 227 cases have been approved plans for compensation, support, and resettlement with an amount of 261.45 billion Vietnam đồng. To date, 174 cases have transferred their floors. Secretary Nguyễn Văn Hiếu asked localities to urgently complete payment procedures and support for the remaining affected households to soon hand over the site to the construction unit. In case people need vocational training, localities shall organize dialogues and consider settlement according to their power. The Land Fund Development and Project Management Board of Ninh Kiều Urban District revealed that, up to now, preparation for upgrading five key intersections in the inner city have been in full swing. The project has a total investment of nearly 1 trillion 200 billion Vietnam đồng earmarked from the budget and is conducted from 2021 to 2025. The project aims to meet current and future traffic flow requirements, minimize congestion, ensure traffic safety, and create urban beauty. At 9 a.m. on June 17th, the Vietnam-Japan Culture and Trade Exchange Program 2023 and the 50th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between Vietnam and Japan in Kansas City officially kicked off, with the first event being the Investment Promotion Seminar for Japanese Partners. The workshop was held at Mường Thanh Hotel with the participation of more than 60 officials and businessmen of the land of cherry blossoms. The workshop shared advantages in labor resources, government support, and Japanese investment trends in Vietnam. Yesterday, Kansas University organized a regular online seminar on the Mekong Delta Sustainable Development Program with Vision to 2045 with the theme Science, Technology, Innovation, and Entrepreneurship, Driving Forces for Sustainable Development of the Mekong Delta. Speeches presented at the seminar showed the need to promote cooperation in building and developing an innovation and startup ecosystem, which will serve as the base for the Ministry of Planning and Investment to amend regulations and improve the business investment environment. This morning, the 24th Kansas City Young Informatics Contest 2023 was opened at Nam Cần Thơ University. The contest was jointly organized by the Standing Committee of Kansas City Youth Union and relevant units. This year's contest had 173 contestants from primary, junior, and senior secondary schools in Kansas City. In 2 days, June 17 and 18th, candidates will present content such as programming skills towards creating products for primary students, collective programming skills, and innovative products for children, senior secondary school students. The contest ends and prizes are rewarded on June 18, 2023. The State Bank of Vietnam has just issued a notice on the reduction of the regulatory interest rate. This is the fourth time that regulatory interest rates have been reduced to support the recovery of economic growth. Accordingly, from June 19th, refinancing rates, rediscount rates, overnight lending rates in interbank electronic payments and short-term lending interest rate ceilings will decrease by 0.5% per year. The State Bank also reduced the interest rate ceiling for term deposits from 1 month to less than 6 months, from 5% a year to 4.75% a year. And that's all now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.